We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
You're tuned to KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7, and this is Community In Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rude, and I have with me in the studio the Chief of the Hastings Police Department, Brian Schaefer. Good day, Chief Schaefer. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you? I'm happy to be here.
Well, we got a little bit of good weather on. We're talking today about a city update with the Hastings Chief of Police, and we've had a couple of weather incidents recently that now bring us into focus on talking about winter emergencies and keeping the streets clean and the police department's role in all of that. And you've got some information that you'd like to share with listeners about snow emergency notifications. What's going on today?
Well, it's, as you said, it's hard to believe we're already at this point and a couple of early scares already for October. So
yep.
The next couple of weeks are looking pretty good, so we hope this holds off for a while. But obviously it's inevitable that snow will fall and snow emergencies will follow. So, and you know, in the last several months with COVID, we are noticing, you know, of course, a lot more people home during the day. And in fact, I think because of COVID, some may have some outstate visitors that may be staying with relatives because they couldn't stay where they were at before. So, I think it's important for people to know what the rules are. And in Hastings, a snow emergency automatically goes into effect once 2 inches of snow have fallen.
Right.
And obviously the last two that we've had, you know, the ground was still warm and you may have had, we had 2 to 8 inches, 2 to 6 inches on the grass and maybe sidewalks, but we may not have seen that on the streets. But nonetheless, it automatically goes into effect once 2 inches have fallen. And when that happens, folks are supposed to get their cars off the street and remain off the street until the streets are plowed from curb to curb.
Right. That's usually the operative term in a lot of the emergencies, snow emergency notification things for most of the cities. Stay off the streets until they're plowed curb to curb. I have heard a couple where you can park on the one side if it's done, and then we'll come back and do the other side, you know, in the even. There isn't any even and odd parking in town?
No, there's not.
Okay.
The actual no parking at all overnight is downtown, is the downtown area, so that they can clear that out. But outside of that, it's pretty much off the street until your street is plowed. And, you know, we've taken this is a difficult issue for every city that has snow, and we've mull it over every year, and we have ever since I've been here, and this still seems to work the best. And we've tried a few different things. We've tried tagging and towing at the same time, and you know, it takes time to go one car at a time. So we've adopted the policy of once a snow emergency has been declared internally, we have a system set up that once our public works has decided and the police department together have decided that we're going to plow snow and that the event warrants it, we have internal messaging and we bring in extra staff to go out and write tickets. Mm-hmm. And when the plows hit the ground, that's what we go out and do. And that seemed to work very well. We don't end up towing a lot of cars, and it's a lot less expensive to owners. A ticket is $77. That's going to be a lot of money for a lot of people, but if you added a $125 or $130 tow on top of that, then it gets really expensive. So
the tow and then also the storage fee at the lot. Where are vehicles in Hastings impounded if they have to be?
They're impounded with Southeast Towing. They have a facility in the industrial park in Hastings. So Southeast is our designating towing agency.
I've had to go, not for personal vehicles, but I've had to go to the impound lot on Barge Channel for St. Paul. And there's some amazing facilities there. They really keep a tight rein on things, but it's good that we're working on using the least amount of force, if you will, necessary to get the attention. There is also an automated system for residents to sign up for to get notices of weather situations, weather emergencies, snow emergencies. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, a few years back we adopted the Nixel system, and you can opt in. The best thing, I know they've made some modifications to the system, but you can either go to www.nixel.com or even go to the city website
right.
to register, and you can opt in. And when we get ready to go out and start plowing and start tagging, it's a courtesy notification that's what we're doing. Always want to emphasize that it's not the notification system that you still are bound by the 2 inches or more as
oh,
your
sure.
responsibility.
And, right.
And but some people become dependent on the Nixel, but it's no guarantee that
it's also it's not a defensible thing where I didn't get the notice.
Exactly. And yep. especially when we talk about multi-day events. You mm-hmm. know, if it starts snowing in the morning, it snows for 2 or 3 days, you know, it's still the 2 inches mm-hmm. still
per
applies.
Event.
And
yep.
and you may only get the one Nixel when we start. And so you're just responsible to keep an eye on it from that point.
The nice thing about Nixel, though, is sign up is free. So it's not, you know, it would save you a lot on a ticket if you're.
It does. And I don't know exactly how many people we have signed up, but. You know, if it can save somebody some time and some money, that's great in my book. So
the one thing too, it's encouraging to maybe mention again is this is an excellent opportunity for neighbors to kind of look out for one another. I remember living in a house where they were about to declare a snow emergency, and the guy next door really didn't have anywhere to put a vehicle. So I said, "They're coming. They're parked around the corner. Get in my driveway."
Yeah, and. You know, there are the pandemic is a horrible thing,
yes.
And it touches many of our lives. But one thing that it has done, and I've seen a number of articles on it, is it has brought communities and neighbors together.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to believe that that's going to help in this year's snow events. On top of course, more people are home. And we don't have the typical, you know, I parked my car on the street. I maybe went to work or my one car on the street. I had to go to work and plowing started,
right.
you know, in the middle of the day. So I'm hoping more people will be around to help one another and reduce that. We usually do probably close to 100 tickets on the first snow event.
Right.
And after that, it drops down to about half. So,
sure. They get caught in the first event, and then they're set for the rest of the season.
Right.
You mentioned that the COVID pandemic has a side effect of being able to bring people together. I also wanted to kind of segue that into the activity that the police department has been involved in. It's my understanding that the general, if you want to call it that, crime rate in the city is actually kind of down a little bit. From this time last year, I think we saw like, what was it, a 15% decrease in general calls. Is there any indication that any of that is because of the pandemic, people watching out for each other, just being, you know, staying home, any kind of information?
Well, you know, first of all, there's a couple pieces. There are 911 calls, and they're call-generated statistics, and then there are self-initiated work that the officers do.
Mm-hmm.
And in March, when they declared the shutdown, if you will, or lockdown, a lot of what happened, we changed our mode of enforcement. We became protectors. We watched over businesses that were closed and special
sure.
attention to businesses that were open where a lot of people were flocking. So we weren't out going making a lot of traffic stops and doing a lot of proactive work. First, there weren't a lot of people out. And second, we didn't want to expose our officers
right.
unnecessarily.
Sure.
So and what went with that, a lot of people... we returned a lot of the calls to folks via phone instead of going out to their homes, both to protect them and protect our officers. So there's a lot of things. And right now, as a matter of fact, this afternoon, I'm going to be on a call with a Police Executive Research Forum, which is called PERF in Washington, D.C., that's analyzing all these trends nationally for large cities right down to small cities. Is what types of crime did they say increase? What did they see in decreases? And experts will be trying to get their head around this for many years to follow.
Oh, I'm sure.
In when we talk about police reform, it's not only because of George Floyd and civil unrest, but there's a lot of things that we're going to learn as far as in the criminal justice system and law enforcement as a result of COVID.
Talk about an untapped data set of information that is unique. You know, this year has been really apart from any other years. We've had civil unrest before. We've had medical and other kinds of things, but never in quite this perfect storm of what's going on.
Yeah, and I think you're right. You call it the perfect storm because it was, and there were a lot of pieces to that. But getting back to the crime rate, we're down 15% year to date, and that's mostly because most of that was between March and July.
Mm-hmm.
Since July, we've regained. I think during that time period, we were probably down in excess of 30%. So we regained half of that back already since
sure.
July in our activity. So most of our weekly activity now we're. Last week, I think we were probably up 22% week to date, month to date. So it varies a little bit, but I would say for most of this, we've regained most of our activity levels and calls for service that we had pre-COVID.
And would you call the fluctuations, do they fall generally in what you might call routine calls kind of things, like traffic stops or check the welfare, or has the fluctuation been more in unique cases, assaults, or things like that?
Yeah, good question. There are a lot of things completely dropped off, but where we did see our increases and what we're seeing increases nationally in large areas are increase in homicides, increases in aggravated assaults. Aggravated assaults particularly, we've almost doubled the number of aggravated assaults compared to last year. And what I'm going to mention in today's report with PERF is that most of this has been domestic related. So we're trying to compare what did aggravated assaults look like pre-COVID compared to what they look like now, and why are we having more of them. And I don't think that's rocket science when we figure that services, people are not as mobile, people aren't able to get as much assistance, mm-hmm. and we're cooped up together. And
that's where I was going with that.
Yeah. So I don't think there's anything outside of that. Our disorderly conducts went up as well, which I kind of put those in the same category as well as vandalism. Those were three key areas where we saw increases, and some areas that we continually monitor had zero, period.
Right.
Nothing even to compare to. So
sure.
It was kind of an anomaly, but as I said, experts will be trying to get their head around this for many years to come.
They will be. They'll be studying it diligently, I'm sure. Also, and I remember reading this also in the City Council newsletter that I get a copy of, that you've brought a number of new officers on to help deal with that. You've had some positions filled.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk to that a little bit?
Oh, I'd love to.
we've actually
last night, because of COVID, we're trying to, every year, as you know, when we do our open house, we do award ceremonies,
mm-hmm.
and we do our swearing in front of City Council. Well, since none of that happened, we've set up a series of ceremonies within the department over the next month to ensure social distancing and safety. But we've hired, last night we swore in three officers and a sergeant. And in 2 weeks from now, we'll be swearing in another officer and a sergeant. And those folks have been, the two newest officers came on in the end of October.
Right.
With the other three came in end of last year, and two at the beginning of the year. So two of those are due to retirements. We had
sure.
Sergeant Gallen retired and Sergeant Munson retired.
Mm-hmm.
So three of those four new officers filled for some of the backfills and the promotions.
Sure.
But our newest position is our community engagement officer. Officer Whitney Ranowski, starting about the first of the year, will be doing specifically neighborhood engagement, and that is to get our block clubs set up,
sure,
deal with neighborhood problems, just the whole a whole bunch of different areas. So we're really looking forward to that. That was for the folks, when we talk about taxpayers' dollars, we're not increasing the size of the department.
Sure.
That position accounted for one of the new officers that got hired, because this was a federally granted program. So
nice.
The government pays for 75% of that salary over 3 years. So it was a great opportunity. There's been this community has been asking for it for a long time.
I've had an opportunity here and there to speak with Officer Ranowski, and I think that's an excellent choice for that position. She's going to do very, very well in that position.
Yeah, and she's still working the street on day patrol, but she's being pulled in a lot of directions and trying to get some training and just trying to frame this so she's not overwhelmed, because you can quickly get overwhelmed in that.
I think she's up to the task. So I had a chance to talk to her just a couple of weeks ago and called her on her cell phone. She answered during training, which I wouldn't personally have done. And I hope I'm not telling on you, Officer Ranowski, but she is willing to be connected to the community. She is willing to be that liaison. And I think she's going to do very well in that position. I think you made an excellent choice. We've got just a couple of minutes here left, Chief Schaefer, but I would like to put you on the spot just a little bit. I understand you yourself celebrated an anniversary recently with the department. We here at KDWA certainly appreciate the effort and the time you put into the position, the passion you bring to it. How long have you been with the department now?
I just completed, I had my 7-year anniversary, so I'm on just started my 8th year, and time flies.
It does. It really does.
As I told the folks last night, I'm proud to serve here. I'm humbled every single day of what we've been able to accomplish and the joy that I get being your police chief. So
yes. Well, and me coming into work, I live up in Cottage Grove, and I'm not saying that place is just a shambles, because it's not, but it's always nice to be able to come into Hastings and come to work here. There's not a whole lot of issues in town. The town is on a fairly even keel, let's put it that way. I think that's due in large part in the way that you direct the department and your involvement in the community and the things that the whole department does to keep that even keel going, and I appreciate the efforts. We've got about a minute left, and I would like to give you the opportunity, sir, to provide information if anybody has questions or concerns about the police department or about things in general that you might want to be let known of. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, we still push 911 if you need anything, and it doesn't have to be an emergency. We tell people to do that. We do have, you can call, our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, and folks can reach us there. You can go online, and you can send us an email. If you go to the police department's part of the city's webpage, every officer's email and every officer's phone number is listed there. So shouldn't be any reason. I always hear about people waiting to call, and I had a conversation with a lady yesterday. I said, just please call, because they know I will respond, and we will react very, very quickly. So
we have to cut it short here. I would like to thank my guest, Chief Brian Schaefer of the Hastings Police Department. You are listening to Community In-Depth on KDWA.